Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Adrienne LaFrance Wells. She's the director of Downtown West Monroe and Ouachita Live. And Adrienne, it's time once again, the end of the month, it's time for Ouachita Live.
Yes, absolutely. And we have got a great group coming in this week. This Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. in Alley Park in downtown West Monroe, we have Pocket Chocolate. They are coming in from New Orleans. They were born and raised in New Orleans. They're a seven-piece funk collective, and they also play blues and rock and soul, but primarily funk. They're a really fun band. So they're rooted in the sound of New Orleans and Louisiana. And they have played around the Gulf Coast, since forming in 2019. There's some great guys. I didn't think I'd be able to book them, and our good friend DK Harrell hooked me up with them because he had played a festival with them not too long ago and said, you need to get them up to Northeast Louisiana. So they're really excited to come play in the area. They've never played here before. They have an EP which was released, I believe, in 2023 that was recorded all throughout New Orleans during live songs. They have, played Jazz Fest, they've played Tipitina's, you name it. A lot of the standard, really cool venues in New Orleans. They're also working on an LP with Jake Eckert of the New Orleans Suspects right now, and they have several of those tracks out on your Spotify, Apple Music, and they're really good tracks. So you can kind of get a taste of what they sound like. It's going to be a wonderful show. Of course, we have fans, big fans that we bring out for the audience, and we'll have a cool truck there, Kona Ice. We'll have a food truck as well. Want to encourage everyone to bring their chairs. Of course, we provide the music, and we ask everyone to bring a chair if they want to sit down. And then also we want to thank our sponsors, Choice Brands, Raising Cane's, New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, Hamilton House Inn, John Thomas Bed and Breakfast stepped up this month as well, City of West Monroe, and of course, KEDM Public Radio. So we just couldn't do these concerts without the support of our sponsors.
All right, let's talk about this. What time do you get started Friday night?
Yeah, so the concert is from 7 to 9 p.m. Some people like to get there a few minutes early. It's really nice because we do the open container in the downtown district during concerts. So, people can walk and, go to Flying Heart, for example, or J-Max, or even Jack's, and grab a beverage and walk back to Alley Park. It's just a really chill evening. You can see your friends and neighbors and just enjoy some great live music that you don't always get a chance to hear, when it comes to an artist coming in from out of town like that. I do want to say that Josh Madden Productions is going to be there on site selling tickets for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. So really excited about that, the project he's got coming up. We're an ecosystem here of artists and support, and we're happy to support Josh Madden and what he's doing, just like we're also happy to support KEDM right now. I'm going to give an additional gift today after our interview. So,
well, we appreciate that.
Yes.
And I want to ask you a little bit about the New Orleans funk.
Yeah.
So we don't hear the New Orleans funk a lot here in North Louisiana.
Yeah.
I used to play in a funk band in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And this band is a seven-piece, so you bring in the horns, and it's got just a whole nother feel.
It's a whole other flavor. And, it's rare to get, a seven-piece band up on that stage. It's costly to do these concerts. They're free to attend, by the way. It's free to attend, but of course we encourage people, to donate if they're able to do that, because that goes directly to our artists. And our budget's pretty hefty for these shows, but it's really part of our mission to include live music, quality live music, something that's different to the area in the downtown cultural district. So that remains a part of the programming that we offer to people, because, concerts, they truly do make the district alive. Before shows, people are out shopping, dining, having a cocktail. During shows, they're there supporting, the food trucks and going and getting a beverage. So, it's all about this ecosystem of, community. And Ouachita Live is all about that. And, I hear every once in a while people, I hear from people that say that they've heard about it and they know about the series and it sounds like a really good time, but they've not actually attended. I encourage you to come out, because you will have a really good time. Get out your tents and shoes and, visit with people around you. It's always a fun time. August, I will tease August, we have No Good Horses. They are a local country band, but they have a huge following here locally. They always bring out a really big crowd. So they will be our August Ouachita Live, and that will be tied into the City of West Monroe's GAR Rodeo. And we will have
This is going to be fun.
Yes, it's going to be interesting for sure to see the river monsters that people round up during the GAR Rodeo. So there will be a shotgun kickoff right before the concerts, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's going to be a great month. And then we move right on to September and October. The series goes from March through October. So we have a wonderful lineup for the whole season,
Adrian LaFrance-Wells joining us. Ouachita Live coming up Friday night. Now, this happens rain or shine. If it rains, you just move somewhere else inside, don't you?
Yeah. So for our rain location, it will most likely be Flying Heart on their patio. I will say that last month we had significant lightning and we did have to stop in the middle of Chubby Carrier's set, unfortunately. First time we've ever done that. But, we really try hard not to cancel shows, and just come on out. See some great live music, and we'd love to see you.
7 to 9, right?
Uh-huh, 7 to 9 7 p.m.
to 9,
this Friday.
Downtown West Monroe, Ouachita Live. Find out more about this and other events at KEDM.org.